Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. This one floated across my desk the other day, and I was quite surprised to learn that it actually happened at Narragansett Magistrate Courts, where they decided the fate in regards to Westech Servicing. They've breached like a whole lot of things.
They sure have. They sure have. It's got a fine for a total of $4,300 for those breaches. So it is a warning to companies or businesses out there that are doing door-to-door trading. Just be aware of the laws that do apply, because there are laws that, apply to various things in the door-to-door trading.
Yeah. Well, there was a few that surprised me. I didn't know that, like, aggressively trying to sell something was breaching a rule.
Absolutely. Sure is. High-pressure sales tactics, which is what these guys used, it's a breach of the rule. If you force your way in after the consumer's asked you to leave, that's another breach. Something that they did as well was carry out the work within the 10-day cooling-off period. That's a breach. You shouldn't do that. And another thing too is taking money from the consumer within the first 10 days is another breach, and that's something that the traders shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I just thought that this is just the law of the land. Like, things just happen like this all the time. You know, you always hear about people getting ripped off from mechanics with overquoting and all that sort of stuff. And then a 10-day cooling off period as well.
It is regulated. You've got your 10-day cooling off period. And that's something that consumers should know about, because if they change their mind, they can return the goods or refuse the services within that 10 days.
So things like that, obviously, we know, like, solar panels is another big one at the moment where people come door to door and then they try to get the work done as quickly as possible. But you do have 10 days to think about it or change your mind.
You sure do. And they cannot take payment off you within that first 10 days.
There you go. So that's, I think, a great tip for people. If they deal with a door-to-door salesman, they've got 10 days before they should even be giving a dollar to them, and 10 days to change their mind as well.
And in this case, Alan, the consumer was given one price and then received an invoice for $14,000, which is totally inflated. So the consumer got a bit of a shock when they received that invoice, and that's when the alarm bells rang.
I'm glad that they came to you guys and got it all sorted out,
And the message too, Alan, here is, if this does happen to you out there, just give us a call. If you're not sure, we can always check it for you and let you know what your rights are.
Absolutely. Better be safe than sorry. Iris, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks so much, Alan.